Okay, today's daf is Arachin, daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph on the top in the Mishnah, as we continue here in Perek Shema Yisomim, which is all about estimations and figuring out exactly how much things are worth in order to be able to get the best price. As we said at the beginning of the Perek, on Chaf Aleph Mavis, how long, and yesterday's prices, how long we take in order to make announcements on behalf of Yisomim, on behalf of Hekdesh, is there a difference between the two? And yesterday's daf were the four different reasons why, three different reasons and four different nafkaminas, when it comes to Beis Din stepping in and acting on behalf of Yisomim, when are they allowed to do that? When do they have to do that? When are they not allowed to do that? Right? Because we're very careful with the property of Yisomim, that are ketanim at least, and we wouldn't touch it unless it is for their benefit. Apotropis, we didn't really get into apotropis, but that itself is a big topic, exactly how an apotropis works, various machlokos, we've shown him in other places, how much is an apotropis a real standard for the Yisomim, how much are they, different types of apotropis, as the Mishnah talks about in Meseches Gittin, minuhu atzma, minuhu bezdin, a lot to mention, but we continue today discussing if somebody's makdish something and there are prior obligations, what exactly happens in that case. Okay, says the Mishnah, makdish dechasav, v'hai salav ksubas isha. A man is makdish all of his property, but he's married. And if he divorces his wife, so then he has to pay the ksuba. The problem is he has no more money. So how does he pay the ksuba? And the woman's ksuba was obligated before he was makdish. As we discussed already yesterday, I think we already alluded to the fact that a chiv of ksuba already kicks in at the time of the marriage. It's not collectible, obviously, until later. It's this in-between chiyav. A usual chiyav is, there's a shtar written that I am obligated to pay you. By exuba, it's somewhat different, as we mentioned. It's an obligation that I obligate myself to obligate myself in the future. It's one step removed. It's a chiyav lachuv, said the Grach Halashas. But here it's a prior chiyuv to the kiddush, to the hekdesh. So what's the halacha? So amakdash lachas of Yisrael Ksuba Zisha. So how do you get the money out? So you get the money out. The woman is allowed to take the money out. But the problem is that we might be worried that what happened here, the man was makdash all his property. Now he regrets it somewhat. Then he feels bad. And he wants to get some money back. But how can he get the money back from the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, he'll do a kanunya. He'll have a subterfuge with his wife. And in that way, he'll divorce her. The wife will get the ksuba, and then they'll get remarried again. Right? And that way, he'll get the money out from Hekdesh. So, amakdash dechasav, haislat ksuba zisha. How do we prevent that? Rebbe Elazar Omer, kishe yigarshena yadur hana'a. When he divorces her, then he has to be madur hana, that he will never get hana from her again. He won't be able to remarry her. And therefore, that prevents this potential abuse of Hekdesh money. Right, so therefore he's madur hana, and that's it. Rashi, yadur shalayachzirena la'olam. He's madur that he will never return her. As we know, really, machzer grushasa was mutter, as long as the woman didn't marry anybody in between. But here, he's saying it would be aser. The shema mishum arma magarishla. Maybe it's all a trick that he's divorcing her. Shetikva ksubasa manahektish viyachzirena. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, you divorce her, and then when he divorces her, he is madur hana, and that can prevent. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Einu Tzarach, Rabbi Yeshua says there is no need to do that. As we'll see in the Gemara, what exactly is the Mechlokas? When exactly does this take place? The Rambam in Hilchos Isha sounds like that at the time that she wants to collect the ksuba, that's when the neder takes place. Right, not at the time of the divorce, but at the time of the ksuba. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Zayin in Halacha Yud in Hilchos Ishus, V'chein ha-maktish l'chasav, v'gireishis ishto. He's makdash that he's megarish. Yadirena anav yacharkach tifra min apode min ahektish. He's madur anav, and then he could collect from the one who redeemed the hektish. Shemi yasa kanun yala hektish. And that only applies to hektish and not to lukuchos, as the Gemara is going to say, Beth Shem, in a couple of minutes, as the Rambam says. The Shimon Kabetzis is not as clear here, whether it takes place at the time of the Gerishin, or at the time of the Piron, or at the time of the Gerish. Okay, but either the Rambam sounds like at the time of the Piron. Good. Tosfos, also, actually, we'll get to Tosfos in a minute. Let's just continue first. Kiyotze Madavar, the Mishnah continues. Similarly, Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Af Ha'arev Le'isha B'Ksubasa. Also an Arev for a woman. A woman is owed the Ksuba. Let's say there's a co-signer on behalf of the husband. If the husband can't pay up, so then the Arev is going to pay. Af Ha'arev Le'isha B'Ksubasa V'Yabala Megarsha. Same thing. Yadirena Ana. If there is an Arev, and the husband is being Megarish, maybe they just want to make some money off of the Arev, so he's going to divorce her. The woman's going to collect from the Arev, and then they're going to get remarried. So again, Yadirena Hana, he has to be Madir that he will never remarry her again. Shema Yasa Kenun Yam Lachasim Shalzeh, V'yachzeres Ishto. Maybe they're in cahoots that they're going to try to get the money from this other third party, V'yachzeres Ishto, and then he's going to take back his wife, and therefore we make him take a nether so that this doesn't apply. Right? The sugyas of Arev, at the end of Maseches Bava Basra, as we'll touch on a little bit today. Remember, the source of Arvus is Yehuda. Anochi Ervenu, he steps in on behalf. That's the concept of Arev also. We have the concept of Arev in Mamanis, as we have here. We have the concept of Arev in Mitzvos, as we know, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Right? Each are guarantors. We're connected. We're Mu'urav. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, and therefore that applies to Mitzvos as well, so much so, as we know in Halacha, that even if somebody was Yotze, a mitzvah, they could be Motzi, someone else, right, in order to help them fulfill their chiyuv, because it's my chisaron if someone else still did not fulfill their mitzvah. An interesting discussion once about Arvas, again, not really our topic now, just to mention about women. Arvas by women. There's a rush in Maseches Brachos, where the rush might be read, machlokas achronim, how do you read the rush? Whether women can be, are included in Arvas, right? The rush seems to say that a woman is not included in Arvas. And machlokas, no, to be Huda, and others after him, is that really what the rush means? No, to be Huda, no, give Eger, and Hilchos Kiddush, discuss it. That, can a woman be motzi a man in Kiddush, or if a man can a man be motzi a woman, a man is ready yotze, Kiddush, midaraisa in shul, it's a discussion in the postgame. So, the no, to be Huda, I think it is, that, reads the rush that the women are not included in Arvas, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, of course they are. The rush only means in mitzvos that they might be excluded from. That, like benching, right? The Gemara has that suffix in brachas. It doesn't mean that they're excluded from arvas. The mitzvos that they are included in, so then of course they're included in arvas again, but that's arvas by mitzvos. Here we're focusing on arvas by dina mamonis, so we don't really have time to go into that. Says the, before we get to the Gemara. The Ksos asks, why don't you say this, have this chash by every halva'ah? By every time that one borrows money, and then you go to the Arev, so maybe the whole, there's a chash kenunya in all of these cases. The Tzarech Ladas asks the Ksos, Similamates, Lama eino gove mi lukuchos al pi hodas halove mishub de chashina lukenunya vegabe Arev im toed alove parati, right? In a case from lukuchos, you don't collect if the love admits that he owes, so then he's rechoshesh lekenunya, v'gabi arev, im toed alove parati, eno govim mina arev, aval im hode halove shalo para govim mina arev. If the love admits that he wasn't parea, you collect from the arev. Even though when it comes to lukuchos, he has the chilek, which we'll Bezrab get to, you don't collect from lukuchos, for people he had sold property to, even if you were moded. What's the difference between a love and an arev? An arev and a lokeach. By a lokeach, you would not collect from the lokeach, but by an arev, you would. Both of them are, people who have property of this love. Why does it seem in aloche, asked the Ksos, that we're more makel by the arev, if the love says it hasn't been paid up, unlike by the lokeach? So he discusses, what happens when the lova says, I didn't pay yet? What's the state? Venira, tahad the government arev bahudas lova, velo chayshinan shema para ula kunen. A regular case. Forget a case of hektish. Regular case of hektish. A man, a lova cannot repay his loan. And he says, I didn't pay up. So you collect from the arev, right? But if he says, I didn't pay up, you can't automatically go to the lokeach. You might be choshes lekenunya. So v'nira da hadagov imena arev odas alove v'lo chayshina shem apara lekenunya mishum da havi arev kemo eni yodea impraticha kivan davade nischayef. We know the Gemara tells us a chiluk between eni yodea nischayaftilcha and eni yodea impraticha. If a person says, I have no idea whether I borrowed for you in the first place, so then pater, because that's safik chiyuv. When it comes to Eni Yodea Im Praticha, I know I borrowed, I don't remember, I don't know if I paid you back, then there's a cheskas chiyuv, and then one would be chayiv. So, says the Ksos, when somebody admits that they did not collect, so then the Ariv is already in the state of cheskas chiyuv, because when he took upon himself the commitment, there was a loan. There was a loan. He obligated himself. What about a lokeach? By a lokeach, lokeach didn't do anything wrong. He didn't obligate himself particularly. He bought a piece of land from the Lova. We're towing on behalf of the lokeach, and for Yarshim, so we're towing on behalf of the lokeach too. And there's a chiluk between the Ariv and the Lokeach. The Lokeach Tanin al Ariv Otaninun. Mishum de'eni yodea impraticha chayev afilo havele lameda. Vibkena Ariv shenis chayev watsmo umesupak bepira on chayev. Ava Lokeach v'yoresh. Shalon is chayev machwaz atzmo klal. The Lokeach didn't commit to anything. He bought a piece of land. The Yoresh didn't commit to anything. So there, Yadam al ha'el yona. And therefore, they would be in a better position than the Arif who committed himself in the first place. Nechasimu d'ishtabdu, v'lokeach v'yoresh nichnasu b'shibudo, u'mishabachi tanina l'yoresh v'lokeach shema para. And he continues, but he has this discussion about whether rechoshesh l'kinunya in cases not of hektish, just regular cases of Arif versus lokeach. So the Gemara said, v'mai kamifugi. So what's the machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether we would make the guy be madir hana'a before his wife collects the ksuba. So, Rabbi Eliezer, osavar, Rabbi Eliezer says, adam osa kanunya al hektish. Even though we have elsewhere, we have Mishnayos, I think in Demai, that talk about sometimes people are scared of hektish and are in awe of hektish, they don't play around, but Rabbi Eliezer says, no, people are, do tricks even with hektish money, and therefore we have to be nervous that they're doing something wrong here, and therefore we'll make them take a shvua. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Eina Demosa Kanunya Ala Hektish. Right? A person would not do Kanunya on Hektish. Is that a machlokas? Psychology. Machlokas exactly whether what people do, or pashtus, there's a certain percentage of people that do. The question is that halachically significant or not? Rabbi Eliezer says it is, and Rabbi Yeshua says it is not. But one second, didn't Rav Huna say regarding Kenunya, Shchiv me rashikdash konachasav v'yamar, man alfoni biyadi, somebody's baktish all of his property, all of his possessions, and then says, but I owe so-and-so money. So that in that case, Naman chazaka ain't osesh Kenunya al hektish. So it's beferish, Rav Huna says that if somebody's about to die and they are makdish, but they say so-and-so is owed money, give this to him, so he is believed because person does not make kenunya on hektish. So is that only according to Rabbi Yeshua? Lema ketanoya malashmaitza. Did he, Rav Huna, only say yeshita according to Rabbi Yeshua and not according to Rabbi Eliezer? We'd rather not say that, right? If we don't have to, we'd rather say the Amor is speaking according to all Tanams. The Gemara says, yeah, maybe that case is different. Lo, adkan lo pligi el babari. The machlokas are in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua is by a healthy person. Well, they're also going to make kenunya. Avo b'shchiv meira. When it comes to a person right before he dies, divri akol ein adam osa kenunya ala hektish. When it comes to a shchiv meira, then people don't play around. People don't play around right before they die. They're not going to they're not going to say something that is false, and especially when it comes to hektish money. And that's why it's not going to be a worry. My time up. Person is not going to do something and sin if he's not going to get any benefit from it. He's about to die, and therefore we're not choshesh that he's going to do it. Right? Before, at the end of one's life, you know, generally we can assume there's more seriousness as they get older, as they get into a focus. Rav Pinkus writes in his Agada part of the Agada, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that he grew white hair overnight, and he asks, what is it? Why is it that we get white as we get older? And, you know, it's black as younger and then white as we get older. So he says black is a mixture of all colors. Let's say if you mix like 20 different crayons together and you color it in, it's going to make a mess. It's going to turn black after all the colors all together. Black symbolizes many different pulls and many different taivas, and we have many different things that we're interested in doing. And that's life. When we're younger, we want this and we want that and we want this. And as we get older, things become clearer. Things become clearer and purer exactly what life's about. And that's the symbol of white. Maybe the message is for us to give, to think about the white. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana to, that white is, white reminds us of that. Why do some people get white younger? I'm not sure. Up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, as one gets older, right, one thinks, especially a Shchiv Merah, at the end of days, right, it's like the Gemara in Brachas in Daf Hey, where Rabbi Levi Bar Chama says in the name of Reish Lakish, La'olam Yargiz Alam Yitzhar Tov Al Yitzhar Hara. Person should always try to get the Yitzhar Tov to beat the Yitzhar Hara. And if it works, great. If Nitzcha Muta, Avim Lav, Yasok Batorah. Shemar Imru Lavavchem. If Nitzcha, if that works, great. If not, Yikre Kriyashma. If Nitzcha Muta, Avim Lav, Yaskir Lo, Yom Hamisa. Shemar Avadom Musela says Reish Lakish, you know, if we need the last stop, think about Yom HaMisa. And Chafetz Chaim is Medayik. It doesn't say Yasker Lo Misa. It's Yasker Lo Yom HaMisa. Somebody is told, you have one day. You have one day. Do whatever you can in that one day. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to be very serious about that day. Very serious about that day. Yasker Lo Yom HaMisa. Because at the end of days, you know, people are serious. That's what the Gemara says here. When it comes to a Shchiv Merah, Eidan Namosa Kanun Yal Hektesh. Right, we don't mess around with hektish. Again, the Gemara then generalizes it and says, "In adam choti v'lo lo," but maybe it's bedavka this type because he's not going to be around to enjoy it, not just stam a third party. In adam choti v'lo lo. So that's all possibly how Rav Huna could agree with everybody. Rav Huna could agree with everyone because the machlok is about a bari, but really by a shchiv mira, everybody would agree to him. Or the opposite, ikat amre bebari kuli alma. Lo pligi, dadam osek kununya. Question about the girsa here. Let's go with this one. Dadam osek kununya al hektish. Maybe everybody agrees that a person, you know, might make tricks by hektish. We're not as holy as we, like to think. If by a healthy person, we might do a kununya. Vihacha, but here, what is the machlokas? In the Mishnah, machlokas is, b'nether shehuda baravim kamiflagi. The machlokas is about a certain type of nether, whether it's going to be effective or not. As we'll see, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is going to be effective. That's why you make him take the nether. Well, according to Rabbi Yeshua, eino tzara, because the nether is not going to work anyway. And therefore, you might as well, it's not going to help. But even before we just do that, one other hara, Tosus discusses, you know, why do we make him take a nether? Why don't we just make him be shoel on the hektish? He can be shoel on the hektish, and he can take back the money. So why don't we do that? VMK and ask Tosus, in Tosus b'she'ela, Vitemaksas, the Kaimalka Basil, the Hektish Bitos Law of a Hektish, VM Kane, Yesh Sheila. Right, this Sheila, he can retract the Hektish, VM Kane. Hey Kama Rav Huna, Timibari Adamosa Kanunya La Hektish. Why does Rav Huna say that, oh, a person wants his money back? So do a Kanunya on Hektish to try to get the money back. There's an easier solution for him. Just go to a Chacham and Mishal on the Hektish. But he has to do this trick that try to get around Bezdin. V'lama yasa kenunya, kiva de matzi shal al Hektish. Usually we assume if a person can do something b'derech heter and without tricking, he would do it that way. Like a mumer l'teyavon. Right? We don't, if it's mutter meat, we assume only the mutter meat. Why should he do something wrong? So here too, why are we choshish kenunya? He has an easier way out. Just to be shal on the Hektish. Kemo sha'amah Reb Yoshua. The chulu. So says Tosfos, Lefima the preaches Lel Nicha, the Kenunya, the Shvua, Davarshu Kal Avid. Lo Yishal Alakdesha. It's easier just to swear it's easier for Bezdin to be Mashbia him than for him to go and, be Shol on the Hektish. Not so simple, that whole process. Avegeva Girsha, Kiyala, Garishisha, Kadelach Zira, Lo Avid, Kiva the Mati Shol al Hektesha. So it could be differences between, different cases, whether from his perspective or from Bezdin's perspective, what's easier or not. So, Tosfos said it's easier to tell the person, give so-and-so and take a Shvua than to be Shoel on the nether. The Rashba says in Balbasra, maybe he already gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Sheol on Hektash after it's given. Right, that's a discussion also in the Achron. What about being Sheol on Truma? Right, some of the Minchas Chinuch, I think, asks, how could there ever be a Chiv on eating Truma? A Yisrael eats Truma, it's Chaim Yisrael Beis Shemayim, let him be Sheol on the Truma, and then the Afrasha will get undone, and then the Mameli won't have eaten Truma. So some limit it to say that once the Kohen gets it, there's no more Sheela. No more she'ela. Maybe the mitzvah is done, right? He can only be shoal before he gets it. But once he gets it, that's one of the limitations. He cannot be shoal after that. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So says the Gemara, maybe everybody agrees that by a bari, a person would do kenunya. But the question is, what about the following neder? V'hacha b'neder shehuda barabim kamiflagi. The machlokas is about a neder that was taken in public. Shehuda Barabim. Mar Savar Yeshlo Hafara. One says that there is hafara for a nether shuda barabim, so there's no benefit to be madir him hana because he'll just get it undone. There's hafara even to a nether barabim, right? That's what the Rabbi Yeshua says, right? And therefore, enot tzarech. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. See Rashi on the fourth skinny line. Rabbi Elazar savar kiva de madvin le barabim shleyachzi rena shuvin lo hafara. Hilka Mahani Aneder, but Yesh lo Afara, Mshemachi, Eno Tzarech, Lo Mani Midi, it's not going to help anyway. Umar Safar, back to the Gemara, Ein lo Afara. Maybe one Machlokas is about a Neder Shuda Barabim, and that's the case that we're talking about. Viva Yisema, or similar, to Kuli Alma Neder Shuda Barabim, Yesh lo Afara. Everybody would agree that just because it's a public Neder doesn't make it non-mufarable. It can't be mufar. Vihacha b'neder shudar al das rabim kamiflagi. The machlokas is about a neder, not just public, that was done al das rabim. Meaning, he explicitly notes that these are the people that, if they're maskim to my neder, that's a stronger one, because it's not my decision. It's their decision. So, neder shudar al das rabim kamiflagi, that's the machlokas, whether there is she'ela to that. And that's the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. What is exactly is needed for Huder al Das Rabim? If you look in Tosfos and Meseches Gittin, Tosfos says on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, what is the case of Das Rabim? Says Tosfos, Kigon mi daitum shel osam Rabim. Yidabal Das Rabim, you need literally the Das of those Rabim, you need them to be mefer, but if you do have it, so then it can work, right? If all of those rabim are maskim, you can even be matir in that case. So there, it's harder, but you have to get them beferish. Look in the Rashba argues and assumes that once it's aldas rabim, so then there's really no heter. Says the Rashba in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, aldas rabim emo afar v'animilu dvar reshus klomar shei mefirin oso dvar reshus aval dvar mitzvah mefirin oso. If those rabbim are not shayach to this neder or this mitzvah, Ein lo hafara afilu l'dvar mitzvah. Stronger. L'fi she'ein charata z'rabim ha'chortem shavet l'scharet b'inyin echad. Right, you have three people that might have a charata, but it's not all the same. And therefore, a neder she'al das rabim is chomer. And that's a machlokas between the machaber and the ramah. If we look in Hilchos Nedarim, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Reish Chaf Ches Sif Chaf Aleph, quotes a long si'if, Neder sha'al das rabim ein lo hatara below daitam, says the Shulchan Aruch. There's no hatara without their das. Rama v'yesh machmirin afilu im daitam ein lo hatil advar reshus. V'chinochon lachmer l'chadchila. And some are machmir, and this is what he's quoting from the Ramban and the Rashba, that even if it's with their das, it's not mutter l'advar reshus, v'chinochon lachmer l'chadchila. Ela im kein, the Shulchan Aruch now continues, unless there's a mitzvah b'hatara, so unless there's some type of mitzvah, then there's a little more flexibility. For ein nikram rabim pachas mi gimel, avalam amar stam al das rabim yesh lo atara v'yesh omrim. He talks about how do you determine who rabim is. Again, different levels of stringency. Interesting. The Ramah here quotes a case. What if somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to go into his friend's house, and it turns out his friend's house has a minion? So is he allowed to go to shul there? Mikri dvar mitzvah umatirin lo. She chaver lispalo barabim. That's called dvar mitzvah. To daven in shul. V'chein laso shalom bishlo ishto. Also to make shalom. That's also considered a tzorach mitzvah. O mishem tzorachei rabim. Mikri dvar mitzvah lahatir bishulam nedashu de oldas rabim. V'chein latzorach parnasoso. V'dafka im iyef shalakayim ha-mitzvah below ataras ha-neder. If that's the only way, so then that can be done. Okay, other details, but this is al-das rabim is always more chamor than a neder bir rabim. That's the second possibility. The machlokas between them is either neder rabim or neder al das rabim, or third possibility, as we'll get to soon. Ameimar back in the Gemara, Ameimar says that a neder barabim has hafara, but al das rabim it does not. So lema ketanay amar l'shmaitza. So again, is Ameimar going like one of the opinions? It's either a machlokas about birabim or al das rabim. So either way, Ameimar is taking sides. Visu, and also, Reb Yeshua Omer Eino Tzarech, the language of the Mishnah of Reb Yeshua is, he does not need to take a neder. That language isn't really so exact. Because if the reason that Bez is not going to implement is because it's not going to work, and therefore you might as well not do it, Eino Moel Mi Boile. It shouldn't say Eino Tzarech, he does need it, it's just not going to help. It should say Eino Moel, it won't be effective. Because even if he takes the neder, then he'll be able to undo it. So, third possibility. Ella hacha b'she'ela dehektish kamiflagi. The machlokas is about a she'ela, specifically of hektish. Can a person be shoel on their hektish? The hatanya, and like the following b'raisa. Hamakdash dechasa v'aisalav ksubas isha. Rabbi Eliezer omer k'shumagarsha yadur hana. Rabbi Yeshua omer eino tzarech. As our Mishnah said, but it's the b'raisa. V'yamar ablazer Reb Shimin. Heinein divrei Reb Shammai. Heinein divrei Reb Hillel. This machlokas is really the same as machlokas b'shem b'silel, who have a machlokas elsewhere, in Paris, Nazir, should be shamay omrim hektish toas hektish. B'shamay says, even if somebody is machdash something by mistake, it's still hektish. Hektish toas hektish, u'b'sil omrim, hektish toas eino hektish. So this was all a mistake, right, in our Mishnah, because he owed the ksuba beforehand. So do we say that it works anyway, that Rabbi Elazar would say it works anyway, therefore you have to be madarana? While Rabbi Shua would say you don't need to because it wasn't hektish, didn't become hektish, and therefore it is okay. Right? What's an example of hektish toas? Rashi quotes hektish toas kagon shor lavana yotze mi beisi hektish v'nimsa shachar, a white ox that comes out of my house and it's black. Remember those cases in Maseches Nazir, different levels of types of hektish betos. Oh, there are cases that come up of hektish betos. There's a some sofer. Some sofer has a tshuva, where he discusses halacha l'maisa. What happened? There was a case, somebody wrote him a letter. Higiani, your letter. Nar echad hayelo, this is chelak alef simin kuf lamites. Nar echad hayelo tzle chalav be'edro. Va'amar l'dodo, zeh karban pasach sheli. There was a boy, but he was a nar, he was a young man, and he says about one of his sheep, ah, this is going to be my karban pesach. Zekar Mezach Shali. Ukishenoda. And when this rabbi found out about it, and he starts screaming, oh my goodness, we have a carbon in Hisnatzel Hanar Shalo Yada Mu'uma Mi'inin Hektish. The kid says, I have no idea. I wasn't serious. V'lo Amru Ela Aldach Hitul Vischok. He was just joking around. V'sichas Hanarim Ka'elu. So hektish vitzalu malatot salal, and the questioner wrote a long tshuva to the Chassam Sofer. You know, what exactly is the case? Is this? Do we don't have to worry about this, right? We have similar cases. This is about hektish. We have case of kiddushin, right? Kids joke around by kiddushin, do kiddushin with right? The Rav Asher Weiss has the case of kiddushin bisli. Somebody puts a bisli ring on a girl. Harem kudeshes li bisli zu, right? And here, so if somebody's joking around by hektish or by kiddushin. Is it serious or not? So he goes through a long tshuva where he discusses, not so simple, because when he said it, you know, what is usually taught? He makes a mistake. Here, it's not that he made a mistake. He just says now that he wasn't serious. So is that considered not knowing? So he goes through a long tshuva here, and he says, just putting into a kippah, you know, might not be an option. He says, maybe getting a goy katan to get involved. That's what he goes through in this tshuva, trying to figure out exactly. But that's about hektish betos. But also related to Hektish Betos is the discussion of, little discussion, again a big topic, of Toka de Dibor. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos relates to the sugya of Hektish and Toka de Dibor, right? We know generally that a person can be Choser Bo Toka de Dibor within a few seconds by davening, by transactions. The Gemara says that there are four exceptions to Toka de Dibor, but you know, generally the rule is Toka de Dibor is Kedibor Dami, except for, the Gemara says in Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin, Chutz mi megadef v'oved kochavim u'mekadesh u'megaresh. Those are the four exceptions. The Gemara says Nadarim pays Ayinim and Aleph. Somebody curses God, they can't take it back. Within Tokel the Dibor, somebody does Avodah Zarah. Kiddushin and Gerushin. Those four. Those are the four exceptions to the rule. So it's interesting that the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos has on a fifth. Or is it a fifth? The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos in Perek Tez Vav Ha'omer Vlada Shalzu Ola. The Rambam has Gemaras. So it's not the Rambam's only fault. The Rambam has Gemaras. The Rambam says, if somebody says that this baby is an Ola, Ha'omer Vlada Shalzu Ola, V'hi Shlamim Dvarav Kayamim. Hi Shlamim Vlada Ola. If a person says that the baby should be an Ola and the mother should be a Shlamim, it works. It is a Shlamim, the baby should be an Ola. So then, im lekachnas kavein dvarav kayamim, v'im acher shagomar belibo, v'hotzi besvasav, shati yeshlamim, chazer b'aviyamar v'lada ola. Meaning if somebody wants to make carbon, and his animal carbon A, then he changes his mind to make it carbon B, afal pi shechazer b'otokadei dibur, hari v'lada shlamim. Even if you want to retract, you say shlamim then ola, too late. Even though you want to retract, she'ein chazara behektish afilu b'otokadei dibur. That's the Rambam's lashon. There's no chazara when it comes to hektish, even tokadei dibur. That's the Rambam. And that's the discussion of many about this Rambam. The Machane Ephraim in Hilchas Staka in Simen Ches discusses that the Rambam seems to have a beferish raya. Beferish raya, he quotes from a Gemara in Tzmura, mehacha muchach, to gabi hektish, lomani chazara, filu tokadei dibur. Right, and then he discusses why isn't this on the list of exceptions. But that is a discussion related, just like Hektish Betos. Bishamai wouldn't say a regular transaction Betos, that's Mechatos. But Hektish Betos is easier, also Toko de Dibor. It could relate to the basic sugya, the yesod of all of this, of Amiraso Legavoa Kemisiraso Lahedion. Giving something to the base of Mekdash is easier. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe it's Ki'ilu yet a Maisa Kinyan, but you don't need it. Just saying this belongs to Hektish. So that might have effects in terms of even by mistake, because it's easier to make something hektish, and also once you make it hektish, to take it back. You know, it might be easier, and that's why there wouldn't be tokadei dibur. If you remember the Ran there in the Dharm discusses what's the svara for the four exceptions to the rule, right? Why is there generally exceptions? So if you say it's all a din d'rabbanan, like Rabbeinu Tam, tokadei dibur is a din d'rabbanan because k'dei she'elash tam l'rav, you might be in the middle of a transaction and your Rebbe might walk by and you want to say hello to your Rebbe, you want to be able to go back to your business. See, if you say it's d'rabbanan, then the whole thing is, there's nothing fundamental about these chilukim. If you say that, that's what you can say. The d'rabbanan were misakin in one case and not in another case. But it says the Ran has a more fundamental idea. V'lo yadana ma'ishna hani u'minaluhu l'rabbanan hachi v'nira ve'inai t'bishar mili. By all other areas which are not as chamur, harek sha'adam osa osam lo begmar daitu osa. Whenever we act in life, do we have that high level of das involved when we buy something, when we sell something, whenever we do anything? No. So we always have in mind maybe deep down that we can be chozer bo toka de dibor. But by these contexts, by megadef avodah zara kiddushin and gerushin, people don't fool around. Avalhani kiven da chamiri kulehai ein adam osa osam ella bahaskama gemura umishem hachi chazara afilu tok de dibur lo mahani. It's not going to help because it's such serious context and people are so serious when they are involved in these that we don't give them chazara tok de dibur back even there. So then maybe one might say that by hektish too, right? This goes on the list of the connections between hektish and kiddushin, right? When we learn kiddushin, we talk about the similarities between those two contexts. The Gemara and kiddushin that base asar kule alma kehektish. The Gemara even compares the two, but again, that's a fundamental chiluk of the Ran. The Ran then quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says the whole thing is a takana. So you can say tikkun rabbanim shetamad alokeach mekach upaga barabo vechulu, and the Ran does not like that. Okay, that's the Ram. Again, that's the sugya of Tokadei Dibur, which also, again, is a beautiful topic to discuss. How exactly does it work? The most radical application of the Gemara, that Gemara Nedarim, that we were just referring to. Bath Pezayin. Usually we assume that Tokadei Dibur is just a heter to retract. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbi Yidnatam is very difficult to understand that Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim there is fundamental. Let's say somebody tears Kriya because they were told that their relative died. So they tear their clothing. And then it comes out that the relative hadn't died yet. He just fainted. But the relative died after they tore Kriya. So if the relative died 10 minutes after they tore Kriya, they have to tear Kriya again, because the first one didn't count. But if the relative died within Toka de Dibur of their Kriya, so then it's your Yotze, even though it happened beforehand. So how does that work? That's not just a Heter Chazara. Clearly from there you see that Toka de Dibur is something more Yisodi, like you look at time in increments. And as long as within this amount of time there was a kriya to the ptira, so then even if the ptira technically took place afterwards, it would still be counted as the mitzvah of kriya. But that's the most fascinating application of Tokhtei Dibur, which again is a huge topic that we just touched on. Okay, first wide line. Shimon ben Gamliel says, not only does it apply if somebody's makdish their nechasim, but also for an ariv, for a ksuba. And Baal is going to divorce her, so also we're choshish l'kenunya, that the husband and the wife want to get the money from the ariv. So the Gemara says, Moshe bar Atzri arva dekal sehave. Moshe bar Atzri was once an ariv for his daughter-in-law. For his daughter-in-law, meaning his son didn't have much money. So he was going to be the Arev to pay the Ksuba on behalf of his son. His son was a rabbi, Serva Meirabanan, and it was Techikale Milsa. He didn't have too much money. So the father was the Arev. Amar Abaya, Leka Denasi Eitzel Rafuna. Could somebody give advice to Rafuna the son, Deligris Lodibisu, let him divorce his wife, Vititzva Ksubasa Meyavua, they'll get money from his father, Veladro Madri, and then they'll get remarried. So Rav Huna seems to wonder, you know, why don't they give him advice to do this trick? Amalei Rava. Rava says, what do you mean? V'anan yadur anotanan. What do you mean? You have to make a neder that she's not going to be able to remarry his wife. So why are you suggesting that? V'abaya, and then Abaya has the line, very important line, rhetorical. Atu called him a garish bebeidina magarish. What, everybody gets divorced in Beis Din? Meaning, maybe they'll get divorced not in Beis Din, so then the people in, then there won't be a Beis Din there to tell them to do the, make this nether. And therefore, says Abaya, it can be done. Doesn't Abaya seem to be saying that, you know, the Gemara is going to ask that a little bit later. How can he be advising to do this trick? But the Gemara says anyway, it didn't work. So he was a Kohen, so he wasn't able to be Machzor Grusha. So anyway, and Amar Abaya says, Oi, Basar Anya Azlan Yusa. When it rains on people who have trouble, sometimes it pours. Right? Sometimes people have one little tsara and it piles on. The Maharal there in Baba Kama says, you know, maybe sometimes when there's a little crack in something, it's easier to get bigger, the crack. If there's a little chisaron, then it can get big, the bigger chisaron. Right? Basar Anya Azlan Yusa. Sometimes Rachman al Sam, we see sometimes there are tsaras and the tsaras that pile on top of tsaras. So this guy had a difficulty. He was poor and also he was a Kohen. He couldn't remarry his wife in this difficult situation. Good. So that's the case. But the line of Atu Kodan Garish Medina Magarish, brings a lot of discussion, right? One can learn, this is a perfect example, one can learn an entire Masechta and not, come up with one of the important lines for that Masechta. Looking through, all throughout Masechta's Gittin. You need a Beis Din to get divorced. Do you have to get divorced in front of a Beis Din? Doesn't say it anywhere. Here's a line of outside of Masechta's Gittin, right? Do you have to get divorced in Beis Din? Right? It also appears elsewhere, but, you have to get divorced in Beis Din? It clearly sounds like from this Gemara that you don't have to get divorced in Beis Din. So this is the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda, based on the Rashi in the beginning of Masechta's Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin.base, the Rashi quotes, remember that first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that discusses how many dayanim do you need for all the different cases? Do you know how many? Bishlosha, 3, 7, 21, 23, 71. So Rashi there quotes about miyun. The Mishnah says that for miyun, which is the rejection of the rabbinic marriage, the rabbinic created that the mother and the brothers can marry them off, whole parak in Yevamis, about miyun. So miyun requires 3. And Rashi quotes there, why does miyun require 3? To call the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun, because it's patterned after the din daraisa. Miyun, which is the derabbanan getting way out of that marriage, is patterned after the din daraisa. Well, miyun and derabbanan to be daraisa filo miyun lo bai the in kedushik tana klum. Fine, miyun is patterned after the din daraisa. Which din daraisa is it patterned after? Rashi says that Mian, which is Durabanan, is patterned after the Dindaraisa of, that's not clear. So that's the Machlokes, the Rishash, and the Maharam Shif, and the Nodbi Yehuda, right? They all quote this Nodbi Yehuda. Nodbi Yehuda says, you know what the Daraisa is? Gerishin. Mian is like a Gerishin. That's what it's parallel to, right? It's rejection of a marriage. So just like Miyun, just like Yerusha needs a Bezdin, so too Miyun needs a Bezdin. That's how the Nodbi Huda interprets this Rashi. And many others quote this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Atu b'magarish b'bidini magarish. You don't need a Bezdin. So it's not what Rashi is talking about. So what does Rashi mean? Chalitza. Chalitza needs a Bezdin. Chalitza b'shlosha. But Miyun doesn't. So, and that's the interesting lumdus. Is Miyun more connected to Chalitza or to Gerushin? It's breaking a marriage, but it's also a, right, the language the Torah uses by Chalitza. Lo chafatzi lakachta. I don't want to marry her. So that Miyun is like a rejection. So one could see the lumdus of both of them. But that's the discussion right here. If you look in the Cheshek Shlomo, right here in the Sanhedrin Daf Beis. I know the Behuda. Shekasav Shem Shem Menorah, the Rosh Lokin, the Raisa Tikkun Kain, he quotes the name of his son, who's the Ha'ara there, is Kain Chalitza. Iyachi Bechulu, the Chalitza Umi and Dami Lahadad, the Chinkas of Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Achenkar Kvadman, Bezem Aram Shif, Bechulu, quoting my Rankin, the Raisa, here the Rishash. No to be Yehuda, Totem Gevega, Evita, the Rosh Lokin, Kain, Get Shal Torah, Viko Bazed, the Hechan Matsina Begetchi, Tzorach Bezdin. Right, the Nodbi Yehuda himself says, and Tosef Gibeger, maybe it's Get, and the Rishash says, where do you find that? Vili Efsher Lomar de Kavanaso Achalitza, Shu Kein Miyun, Shayava Mimain Liyavama, Kidachsiv Mein Yivami. So the Rishash, all the Achronim here, get into the act, relating to that Nodbi Yehuda, and the Maram Shif discusses some of the Lumdis also, what both are Amiris, okay, but that's the question. How do you read this Gemara, though, according to Nodbi Yehuda? If you say that you need a Bezdin, how do you read this Gemara? So, if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom here, and the Rishonim elsewhere also mention this, Rabbeinu Gershom here, Bebeidina Magaresh, Afilu Bifnei Gimel Hedyotos Yachol Agaresh, Shidin Yodim Shetzarach Lahadira. Rabbeinu Yon on the bottom says that maybe you can read the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying you don't need a Bezdin. Maybe, do you have to divorce in a Bezdin of Mumchin? You could divorce even in front of a Bezdin of Hedyotos, who don't know this halacha. So it's possible to read this Gemara as saying, yeah, okay, you need a Bezdin, you just don't need a Bezdin of Mumchin, who would be able to know the halacha, and that's what Abaya was advising. Okay, says the Gemara now, Umiyam Rabbi Ahachi, did Abaya really give this advice to go around the law of the rabbis? Umiyam Rabbiya, but Abaya himself says, Ezeu Rasha Arum, who is a conniving, sly Russia, right? The snake was called Arum. Zamesi Eitza Limkor Ben Chazak Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel from Maseches Ksubis Tzadi. Hey, Rashi quotes it. If somebody says before they die, my property should go to Reuven and then to Shimon. The Acharecha LeShimon. So Reuven can do whatever he wants with the property according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, and Shimon loses. So Abaya says, but don't advise that because then Shimon will lose. And that would be a Russia Arum. See here too. Is it what Abaya did? Answer, Bray Shiny. Here's different. We're talking about his son. His son, Vitzuri Abrana Shiny. This is a Tamil Chacham's son. Why isn't he letting him to be poor? So Dafka, in this case, Abaya did that in order to help him out. The Tepik Ledarev de Ksuba Salomishtavid. But one second. We know from elsewhere that an Arev for Ksuba generally is not a real commitment. And therefore the whole thing, back to the Mishnah, the whole thing should fall away because Arev Luxubasa, Mizal Chayim anyway. So the Gemara says, Kablan Havi. Maybe he was a Kablan. A Kablan is a super Arev. Kablan is a super Arev. A Kablan, as discussed elsewhere, is a higher level of responsibility. You could go directly to the Kablan. You don't have to go to the Arev, the person first. And Kablan uses a different lashon. The Gemara says about Basra. He says, Tain lo, not just I'll accept. But it's a higher level of Arev. So even if you say Arev for Ksuba doesn't work, a Kablan for Ksuba does work. So the Gemara says, Hanich lamandamar Kablan, avagav delesle nechasim lova mishdabed. This works if a Kablan is committed, even if the lova has no nechasim, according to that shita. There's a machlokas there. But if you hold that a Kablan is committed and is chayiv, even though the lova has no nechasim at the time of the loan, then fine, it works. That's what it's talking about here. El lamanta amar, but according to the one who says isle mishtabed, lesle lo mishtabed, that a Kablan is only obligates himself seriously if the lova has some property. If not, then I totally am making, I just want him to get the money, but I don't think I'm going to get paid back, so it's a problem. So Michael Amemar, then we're stuck. What's the Mishnah talking about? Even a Kablan doesn't work. So Yibai Yisema Rafuna Havilei V'Ishtadif, or we're asking on the story, but it could be similarly asked on the Mishnah. Yibai Yisema, maybe Rafuna the son Havilei, maybe Rafuna had at the time of the loan, at the time of the wedding, V'Ishtadif, and they got flooded, so therefore he lost it, but the Kablan did accept it originally. Yibai Yisema Abba L'Gabe Brei Shibin M'Shabi Nafshi. Like we said before, maybe a father to a son is beshabbing himself, even if, you know, it looks like the son can't pay back. Because the father is, very connected, brakara davua. This is probably just in terms of commitment and the connection, and therefore that's how it works. Good. Itmar, and once we're on the topic of Kabbalah and Arev, and we explain the stories of Rafuna, we just summarize halachas from Baba Basra. Arev diksuba, Arev is the lower level cosigner, and Kablan is the higher. Arev d'ksuba devrei kol lo mishtabed. Everybody agrees by a ksuba, a lower level, he doesn't really mean it. He's not serious in his commitment. He just wants them to get married. That's why he's saying it. He'll say anything to get them to get, married. Kablan, the balcho devrei kol mishtabed. A Kablan, the higher level by a regular loan, definitely does work. Arev de balchov, a Kablan d'ksuba pligi. The machlokas is the middle cases. Igal amanda amar, one opinion says, isle nechasi la lova mishtabed, lesle lo mishtabed. The lova has to have property at the time of the loan for it to work. Igal amanda amar, I've got the lesle mishtabed. And some say no, even if he doesn't have it works. Vihilchaza bekulu, I've got the lesle nami mishtabed. Labar me'arv d'ksuba. It always works except for the lower level in ksuba. Tiavagav to isle lo mishtabed. That never works for Arev. That never works, even if he has. Why? Because he's not really doing it because he's committing the financially. My time, a mitzvah of it. He's just doing a mitzvah. He's being a shatran. He's trying to get them to get married. V'lo midi chasre, he doesn't really want to lose anything by this commitment, and therefore, it's different by a marriage. And the Rambam paskens this way. The Rambam paskens this way, even if there was a kinyan done. And the Ravid doesn't like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Yud Zayin Tes, even if he did a chalipin, still he doesn't have to pay. Shemitzvah asa v'hari lo chasra klum. Right, he didn't commit anything. He's just doing a mitzvah. Vim ari v'ksubas bino v'kano miyado chayav l'shalim. But by a son, it does, as our Gemara says, shahav v'glal bino m'shavid atzmo v'gomer u'makne v'chulu. And the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. Lav klumhu. That could be a machlokas about Arev. That could be a machlokas about Chalipin. Right, different ways to understand. But that's the discussion between the Rambam and the Ravid. Is it an asmachta? The Magen Mishnah discusses. Is it an asmachta? Even if he does a kinyan Chalipin, does asmachta override that? That's the Magen Mishnah in Malveh Velovev, Perach Lafei Alachavav. The other place where the Rambam mentions this, he says, Da'ani Omer Ladas Rabbeinu, asmachta hi afilu b'kinyan. Dino Bakan, that's the Makkah Mishnah explaining the Rambam. Okay. Who gave the Abnino Lenichsei? We got Garshla de Bisu. A person sold all of his property. Right? So the case of the Mishnah was that he was Makdish. So what if he sold all of his property? The Mishnah spoke about two cases. Going to the Arev, going to Hekdish. What about going to a Lokeach? That's what we started off with before, the Ksos. A person sells all of his property, we got Garshla de Bisu, and now he's divorcing his wife. Shalkar Vyosev, Breder of Alokami, Dera Papa, Arev Tnan. The Mishnah talks about Arev. Hektish Tnan, Mishnah talks about Hektish, Lokeach Mai. What about buyers? Do we make him again swear that he won't get remarried because maybe he's in cahoots with his wife and they're going to go get the money from the Lokeach and they get remarried? Amarle, Tanaki, Ruchla, Nechshav, and Ezel. The first opinion is, yeah, that also applies, but the Mishnah has to list off every single case. The Mishnah is like a peddler showing all of its wares. No, it's included also. Nahar Doi, and Tosas discusses that also, on top. Nahar Doi Amri, no, Ditsan, Delotan, Lotan. Nahar Doi argues, no, if it's not in the Mishnah, then it does not apply. So Amr Mishashi, my time at Nahar Doi, why would Lukuchos be different than Arev and Hektish? Bishlam, my Hektish, Bishim Revach, the Hektish. By Hektish, we are out for the good of Hektish. We're protective of Hektish. Arev, Nami, Mitzvah, Huda, Aved, Velav, Midi, Chasri. Also by Arev. He did something, he went out on a limb to commit himself, and therefore, you know, we want to protect him. Elo lokeach, but by a buyer, michti. Made the yada to call chad v'chad ikal ksuba. Everybody knows, every person who buys property knows that he's married and he's going to have to pay the ksuba eventually. So am I nasal v'nizman? Why did he buy it in the first place? He knew the guy didn't have much left. It's his own fault, and therefore we're not going to go out of our way to protect him. Okay, so that's all about hakdashas. Now we have the example. Hamakdash nechasa v'aisal ksuba isha u'bal chov. Somebody's makdash his nechasim, and he has to pay a ksuba. Rashi says he is divorcing before the hakdasha. Right? There's no issues of kenunya here. Right? He's trying to divorce Rashi. Shekadmo gerishin lehektish deleka kenunya. So what's the case here? So in isha yachola lekvos ksubasam and lehektish. Right, the woman cannot directly go to Hekdash the Balchov as Chovo. We'll see in the Gemara this is Didra Banan. Really, a person does not have rights to be Makdish, property that's already earmarked for the Ksuba. So really, it's not Hekdash. But Midra Banan, we don't want people to think that you could just take stuff from Hekdash. So therefore, what do? Ella Hapode, Machlokas Rashi tells us here exactly what this means. But Hapode, Poda Amanasli, Tain Lisha Viksuba. So Balchov as Chovo, you have to give a little bit. Symbolic redemption money, and then you could take out the hektish, and it could be collected. Hektish, but the Mishnah gives an example. Hektish tishim mana vayachovo mea mana. If he was makdish 90, and the chov though, if it's a bal chov, is even more. So then, what does he do? So Mosif, this is let's say the creditor is taking it from hektish. Mosif o dinar upodes on the chasim. He'll put in a little more, which then becomes part of the chov, and then I'll take everything. Meaning you have to give a little bit in order to make sure that people don't think that Hekdash is Yotzei below Pidyon. What's the emphasis here? Because we don't want people to say that Hekdash is Yotzei without any Pidyon, even though it really didn't work. And the Gemara just adds, Masisa deloker of Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah is against Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya of Shimon Gamliel, Omer of Shimon Gamliel has a chilek in terms of this case. Im ayachovo kineged hekdesho podeh. If the chov that is owed is parallel to the amount of the hekdesh, then this could work. Vimlav eino podeh. But if not, if the loan was more than the hekdesh, so then he cannot be podeh. Why? Because if the Bal Chov knew that the guy didn't have enough money anyway to pay him back, so he probably gave him the loan without having in mind that this is the property that he's going to get paid back with. So if the guy ends up giving the property to the Hekdash, so then it's not collectible anyway. Because again, he wasn't so meich on this property. But that's against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says he can go. The Rabbanan ad kama, the Rabbanan have a limit at all? Like if the Chov is so much more than the Hekdash, can we say that the Bal Chov wasn't so meich on this property? Amar Funa Bar Yehuda, Amar Sheshes Ad Palka. If it's half, if the Hekdish is more than, if the Chov is more than half of the property that the Lova has, then we could say the Bal Chov doesn't have this property in mind. So even if he was Makdish it, so then he would not be able to redeem it. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the second to last Mishnah here in the sixth parak, and Meshem, we will continue next time.